Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chachma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. The Bez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Tzav, Parshas Para, Tovshin Pei Dalet. We're going to learn a Meshech Chachma on the Inyan of Parshas Para. And this is in Parshas Chukas, Bamidbar, Yud Tes, Pasuk Chaf. There are a few pieces on that Pasuk, and the last piece is the one we are going to do. Hinei b'mogen Avram. Says Rav Meir Simcha, in the Mogen Avram, in Arachayim, Simen Tov Reish Pehei, the Simen of Dalet Parshias. Kosav de Parshas Pora, de Lehavi Doiraisa, Loyadina Hecha Remizo Yehuyin Shav. Over there in Shulchan Aruch, in Siv Zayin, Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Oimrim, there are those who say, She Parshas Zohar, a Parshas Pora Aduma, Chayovim likroisa midairaisa. There are those who say Parsha Zohar and Parsha Sporo, one is obligated to read them midairaisa from the Torah law. Lefichach, and therefore, b'nei ha-yeshuvim shein la minyan, if you have people who live out in the villages who don't have a minyan, they don't have a kriyas ha-Torah, tzrichim lovi lamokam sheish minyan, b'shabosus halalu, k'dei lishmea parsha selu shei midairaisa. So they have to come into the big cities to place who has a minyan, and these parshiyos, since they are deraisa. The Magen Avram here has a bit of an arichus, and he says, B'shlo herich l'tzadeid, sheparshas paraina mideraisa. The Shlo wants to say it's not deraisa. Chein kosov abach, chein mashma b'tshuvas maril. He only talks to parshas zachar, tshumas adeshen, tais v'shans. They all say it's only parshas zachar. Smack. So in the middle, the Magen Avram says that all of these paiskim don't hold that Parshas Para is midaraisa. The Ve'emes says the Magen Avram, ain't tam b'kriyosa midaraisa. Bishlama Parshas Zohar. Torah tells you got to remember what the ma'is of Amalek and the mitzvah of eradicating Amalek. So there we learn Zohar, Zohar b'peh. If they read it from the Torah, midaraisa. But the Magen Avram says, I don't know a reason that Parshas Parsha midaraisa v'gam lo yadana hecha remiza. So number one, he's saying, I don't know a reason for it. And number two, he says, I don't know where is there a remez to this mitzvah midaraisa. Yehuyin sham. That is how Rav Meir Simcha starts off. Ula daiti hu mefurash. Rav Meir Simcha is not necessarily going to speak about specifically the reason why it's deraisa. There are many different pshatim of why midaraisa would be necessary to read about Parshas Para. If you have time, you can look in the Ber Yosef Ala Teira, Rabbi Yosef Salant, in Parshas Chukas. He has a beautiful, beautiful pshat over there to explain why it's necessary midaraisa to read Parshas Para. But Rav Meir Simcha is going to answer the question, where is it remiza? Where's the remez to this mitzvah midaraisa? Uladaiti hu mefurish, says Rav Meir Simcha. I believe it's something that's explicit. Why? Devarish Yuma. The Gemara in the beginning of Masechet Yuma, Daf Pei Zaman Aleph. Yalev le'inyan prisha. The Gemara is talking about over there that 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol separates from his wife, his house, to the Lishkas Parhedrin, and he separates himself. The Gemara also over there says that 7 days before the burning of the Parah Aduma, the Kayin, who's the one who's going to be Seirifit, also is separated, Mibesai, to the Lishka, in order to be separated. So you have here both the Kayin Gadol of Yom Kippur and the Kayin who's going to burn the Parah Aduma. They leave their homes 7 days before their job, either Yom Kippur or the Parah Aduma. So says the Gemara there, Mehach, which pasuk do we learn this from? A pasuk in Vayikra Ches, pasuk Lamed Dalet, which is a pasuk in Parshas Tzav, in the Parshas HaShavua, Kasher Osa Bayim Hazeh, Tzivu Hashem Laseis L'chaper Aleichem. Just like you did by Yom Hazeh, Hashem commanded you to do l'chaper aleichem. Now, says Rashi over there, what are we referring to? Bimiluim. We're talking about the days of the, I don't want to say practice, but the days leading up to the Chanukah HaMishkan, the Yemei HaMiluim. Shetziva oisam lifroish mibesam zayin yomim shenemar. Hashem said, the Kayanim have to separate from their homes for 7 days, like it says, U'pesach oyom oye teshvu yomim v'layla. Uvashmini avdu. And on the 8th day, v'yibayim hashmini, next week's parsha, they worked. Shenemar v'yibayim hashmini. Krav al mizbeach. So the pasuk says, "Kasher tziva lasois," just like Hashem commanded, "Kasher asa bayem hazeh," just like you did on this day, that you were pirish for 7 days in the times of the midbar for the miluim. So too, tziva Hashem lasois lechaper aleichem. Hashem commanded you to do lechaper aleichem. Says the Gemara, lasois. The word lasois, elu maisei para. That's referring to the actions of the para aduma. Excuse me. That just like by the miluim, they had to be pirished 7 days before, so too for para aduma. That's lasois lechaper aleichem, says the Gemara. Ze yom kippurim. That's for yom kippur. So from that pasuk, the Torah, the Gemara learns that both the maisa para and yom kippur, the Kayan who's involved in that Avoida has to be purished from his house 7 days before the Avoida. V'omar Sham, and the Gemara further, Amdaf Dalud Amud Beis, has a Shaila, Ikolakothu Bohem Ma'akev, Oiroak HaMa'akev L'doiris. The Gemara over there talks about the Miluim. Excuse me. The Miluim. The Gemara is a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. One says kol hakatzuv bahem ma'akev bahem. Anything that it's written by the miluim is ma'akev, meaning if you didn't do it, it's no good. V'chad Omer, and the other one says no davar ma'akev l'doiris ma'akev bahem. Things that are around for generations, and later on it will exist that type of avoida. So those things are ma'akev. Things that were a one-time affair, they were only b'shas the miluim, those are not ma'akev. Yoyin daf hey, and then Rav Meir Simcha says dal amad beis, look on daf hey, where the Gemara goes back and forth between the different manda amrim over there, the two shitas. V'sham amud beis, amar Rav Shimon Yochai. So over there, so we went from beis amad aleph, dal amad beis, hey amad aleph, hey Amud Beis, Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Minayin Shaf Mikra Parsha Ma'akev. How do we know that the reading of the Parsha was Ma'akev? How do we know the reading of the Parsha was Ma'akev? Tamaloymer, Vayomer Moshe Leido, Zehadavar Asher Tziva Hashem, Afilu Dibor Ma'akev. Even the Dibor of the Parsha was Ma'akev. So, the Gemara over here is telling us that when it came to the Miluim, what does it mean, Hadibur Ma'akev? Let me find the Rashi over here. Rashi says, Kusher Tziv Hashem. It says later, Einanim. Where's Rashi? Mikra. Parshas Miluim, Shinitztava Bivata Titzava, Omar Lem Litzibur Basim Shloisha Ba'adar. The Parshas Miluim that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded in Parshas Titzava, Moshe Rabbeinu told it over to Klal Yisrael on the 23rd day of Adar, Kishishchilu HaMiluim, when the Miluim began. Vehikil Esoed al Pesach Oyel Mayed, he gathered all of Klal Yisrael to the Oyel Mayed. Shenemar v'atikol oida, payomer moishal oida, zehadov asher tziva Hashem lasois, u'mikrois halolu ba'asiyas hamiluim b'tzaves arein. So says Rashi, that the parsha, the tzivoy that was written in the Torah, there was a mitzvah for Moshe Rabbeinu to tell that to Klal Yisrael. And that is what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is saying, that even the Dibur, the Mikra Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu saying over the Parsha of Ata Tetzaveh, that is Ma'akev. Imke, so Zokter Meir Simcha. I find over here by the Miluim that the reading of the Parsha of the Tzivoy of the Miluim is Ma'akev in the Miluim. Imkein ki alfinun l'dairis. So therefore, says the Meir Simcha, we just said before, kasha sabayim azeh, that what we learned, what we have by the Miluim, we learned to the Maisa Parah Aduma, ki alfinun l'dairis gam b'parshas parah, mikra ma'akve akva terem asiyas ha'parah. So we learn over here that there's a mitzvah to read the Parsha of the Parah Aduma before you do the actual Parah Aduma. Just like by the Miluim, there was a mitzvah to read the Parsha from Moshe Rabbeinu to teach them that Parsha before the Miluim. When we learn from the Miluim, L'dayres, what to do, like, be pirish for 7 days, we also learn that there's a chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah. There's a chiyuv to read the psukim of the Parah Aduma before you do the Maisa HaPara. V'nimtza, b'shas asiyas ha'para, Dr. Meir Simcha, so it comes out, when one is doing the action, the Maisa HaPara Aduma, mikra parsha ma'akva, v'avi oz d'iraisa. So reading the parsha is ma'akev. Ma'akev means that if you don't do it, Parah Aduma is no good. And that's taka, a mitzvah mid'iraisa. So that's Meir Simcha's chiddush here. That the reading of Parshas Para, when you're doing the Maisa Para, is Ma'akev, because you learn from the Miluim that their Kriyas HaTorah was Ma'akev. Ulefize gam b'yom kippur ma'avidei raisa bizman ha'mikdash. So the other thing we learn from this pasuk is the Yom Kippur halachas. So therefore, the Kriyas HaTorah that the Kohen Gadol reads on Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash, the Parshiyos of Acharemos, and the parsha of Ach Ba'aser, let's say, we'll see that in a minute, but for sure Acharemos, is a mitzvah midiraisa. So when we talk about the Torah teaching us how to do a Parah Aduma in Parshas Chukas, it's not just to learn those halachas. Torah actually wants you to read that parsha before you do the Maisa Parah. When we talk about Avodas Yom Kippurim, Hashem wants us to read the parsha midiraisa. Read the parsha of Acharemos, the tzivui, of the Maisa Yom Kippurim on Yom Kippur. V'ulai, so says Rav Meir Simcha, Kyut Chedeshir. Mipnei zeh kore bal peh, eshe b'chumash ha'pikudim. The Gemara over there says that the Mishnah tells us, I'm sorry, that the Kohen Gadol read Parshas Acharemos, and then he skipped to Parshas Emor, Ach Basar, and Parshas Pinchas, the Musafim, that he said bal peh. So the Gemara over there gives reasons why he had to do it bal peh, and he said beferish, don't think it's not written here. Yoyser mimasha karisi kosuv kan. There's more here written, but I'm saying it bal peh. So says Rav Meir Simcha, you know why? Mivnei shenemar acharei mois aharin. Uchadam rabbi sifri sham pisco kuf man beis. Vim kein loy hoysa loy hoya kriyasa min atayra. Shekol ze loy nemar kasherasa beyem azeh. Tziva lasas lechaper shadayin loy nemra. So Meir Simcha sang a vart over here, and he's saying as follows, that the Parshas Pinchas, was said later on, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Kasher Asa Bayem Hazeh, Tziva Hashem Lachaseis Lechaper Aleichem, Parshas Pinchas was not yet said. That was said later, he brings from the Sifri and Pisco Kufman Beis, that was said, Acharei Mois Aron. That wasn't said yet. Now, Bishas the Miluim, when Aaron's sons were still alive, they were Nifter on Vahi Bayim Hashmini. So, Dr. Meir Simcha, the mitzvah d'iraisa of Kriya is for the things that existed when I gave you the tzivui. Now, you could have said, it doesn't make a difference. Once there's a mitzvah of Kriya midairaisa, so now whatever is included in Kriya Satira is included in that mitzvah d'iraisa. But Meir Simcha is saying, no. Only what existed bizman the Miluim is what had this chi of a mitzvah midairaisa by Yom Kippur, kasher also by Yom Hazeh, by the Tzivui. And since Parshas Pinchas didn't exist yet, according to the way the Pisgah explains, the Sifri explains it, so therefore the mitzvah of kasher also by Yom Hazeh could not apply to Parshas Pinchas. And therefore, Davka the Kohen Gadol read it bal peh to show you that this wasn't a part of the mitzvah midairaisa. The mitzvah midairaisa was only acharemes in Parshas Emor. Where do we find such a thing? The last eight psukim of the Torah, Chazal tell us we're not allowed to split it up. You're not allowed to split it up. One person has to read it. Because the Gemara tells us in Bava Basra that since either Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write it or he wrote it Bidema, there was something different about the eight psukim. Once there's something different, there has to be a uniqueness to it that we have to show. And therefore, the uniqueness is that you can't split it up. One person has to read it all eight psukim. Again, we have Chasin Torah nowadays, doesn't make a difference. But in Halacha, the last eight psukim, because either Yeshua wrote them, the Gemara says, can't be. So Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them bedema, with tears, whatever that means, but there was something unique about it. So Zokter Meir Simcha, the same thing is with the Kriya of Parshas Pinchas and Yom Kippur. Since it's Ishtani, there's something unique. It didn't exist yet, so therefore you read it Baal Peh. The Gemara tells us different reasons why the Kohen Gadol read that Baal Peh, because you have to roll, Techa de Tzipura, Tu Sifrei Torah, whole Gemara over there. Yeah, Ozla Lefum Ma'idi Aleph Misinai. We're going in the Mandamar Masechta Yuma, that we learn the halacha of Precious Kohen Gadol from the Miluim. But there's another Mandamar learns it from Sinai. And therefore our entire discussion doesn't apply. And therefore according to him, now you have to know, according to him, so what's the Kriya, the Klal? Is it Deraisa? Is it not Deraisa? Okay. Ubeprat. Excuse me. Reish Lakish, the Taimei Ozil, the Yolf B'Sinai. Over there it's Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is one of the Mount Amram over there, and he caught Takahol, you learn from Sinai. Fine, Beparsha Sacharei, fine. So therefore, Meir Simcha says, the Gemara is to come on to other reasons, just in case you're going to other Mount Amram, not like our entire Shtikal Torah. So let's review here for a second. Meir Simcha wants to know, where do we find Kriyas HaTorah, Parshas Paras Midaraisa? So to Meir Simcha, to me it's Mefurish. Why? Because we know there's a halacha by the Miluim, that there's a din to read the parsha of the Torah, and that's Ma'akev. And in the pasuk of the Miluim, we learn Kasher Asabayim Hazeh Tziva Laseis Lechaper. We learn from there that there are other things that get these same halachas, like the Miluim. Ma'isa Para, the Kohen has to be perished 7 days, like the Miluim. Ma'isa Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol has to be perished 7 days, like the Miluim. And therefore, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah as well, before the Ma'isa Para Aduma, you have to read the Parsha, Midairaisa. Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Kippur, it's going to be Midairaisa. Remeir Simcha with a Knech, only the Parshias that existed at the time, Acharemes and Emar, but not Parshas Pinchas, and that's why you read a Baal Peh. Now, the question we have to develop here for a moment, and if you look, Rabbi Sol Yanke Fisher, Zichrono Livracha, and it's Sefer on Chumash, I think he has a few. This is the first one I actually got from him personally. In Parshas Chukas, he brings this down. He says, "Tamua, harei bevade kavonas amagen Avram amashaker in Parsha Par lifnei Pesach." Magen Avram is not talking about reading the Maisa, the Parshas Para, when you're doing the Para Aduma. He's talking about, we'll reread it on Shabbos before Pesach. And that, he says, there's no remez in the Torah. But Avada B'Shas Asiyas HaParo, even the Magen Avram holds Deiraisa. So what's Meir Simcha talking about? That's Rabbi Yisrael Yankov Fisher's question. If you look at Mikroi Kaidish from Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank, Rabbi Hirsch Pesach Frank, as they call him, Shalai Merov. So Mikroi Kaidish and the Adal Parshis, I think there's a newer set. The set that I have is the old set. It's Simon Ches. So he brings Ara Meir Simcha, and he says as follows. He says Ulam. So it should come out according to Meir Simcha. He's making a shtickle hanacha here. In other words, Rabbi Yisrael Yankee Fisher is asking a question. Rabbi Meir Simcha, what are you talking about? That's talking about reading the Parshas Parah while you're doing the Parah Aduma. We're talking about Shabbos of Parshas Parah. So Tzvi Pesach understood the Rabbi Meir Simcha saying, since there's a mitzvah to read the Parsha of Parah Aduma, meaning the Raisa when you're doing the Parah Aduma, so Adin, when we are making our Zecher to the Parah Aduma, because we want to be ready if there's going to be a Karvan Pesach, we should be able to be Matar ourselves, hopefully Mashiach will come before Pesach, so we have to then read the Parsha Midai Raisa. That's a jump that Rabbi Meir Simcha would be saying. And that frecht Tzvi Pesach, so it should come out then that Kriyas HaTorah and Yom Kippur is also Deiraisa. Ah, you'll tell me we're not in the Beis HaMikdash. You're right. But just like Parshas Parah, you, Rabbi Meir Simcha, are saying, the Kriya Parshas Parah, this Shabbos is Deiraisa, because it's a Zecher to the Maisa Parah, which is Deiraisa. So too, and Yom Kippur and Shul, when we're not doing the actual Avodah, but we are recreating it, it should be midiraisa, v'loi matzinu mishamar, shebizman hazeh yishchim in atayra, likroi parashat yom kippurim. That's the way Reb Tzvi Pesach approaches the question. And he says as follows, Omer de Gashtek, utzrichim anu kan litzarev divrei ha'orach ha'shochan. We have to bring in the words of the Orach ha'shochan here. Udivrei shneyem mashlimim zezeh. The words of the Orach ha'shochan and the words of Reb Meir Simcha are mashlim each other. Shekasev Shah, this is in Taf Reish Pei Hei, Zok to Orach HaShulchan. G'doy le'achroinim tamo, me'ayin lanu lo'ymer degam parshas parah imin ha'tera, dein shum remez l'zeh b'gemara, v'lochem pasku deim in ha'tera, magen Avraham. Olinias da'iti nira, says the Orach HaShulchan, d'yesh l'zeh remez b'tera. Why? D'nei b'parshas parah aduma k'siv b'emtza parsha, v'hoysel v'nei Yisrael, the chukas olam. In the middle it says there should be a chayk forever, ever. V'darshinim isifri shetehinoy agas l'doris. Zok to Sifri, that's telling you the parshas parah aduma, I'm sorry, the parah aduma is noyig for generations, ayin sham, meaning that efer parah aduma einoy tali b'migdash. It's not tali in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, even after Churban Abayis, you could have the Efer LePara Aduma. The Gam Bizman HaMeroim, Hoylem Efer Para, excuse me, Kedamrin and Chavraya, Madchen Meglila, Chagiga Chavhei, Nida Davav. If you learn the Mesechta Para, in the Prakim over there, they talk about the different times that they made the Parah Aduma. The Tiferes of Israel over there also talks about it. They see in the days of the Amiroim, Tanaim for sure, days of Amiroim, they had Efer Parah. Why? So L'chari will say, what do you mean? There's no Beis HaMikdash. Chukas Olam. You don't need a Beis HaMikdash. Uvisoy Farsha Ksivayid Voisalam Chukas Olam. And at the end of the Parsha it says again the Chukas Olam. Umiyusarhu. So I say again. Eladasi Leinyan Kriya Sa Parsha Af Bizman Deleka Efer Para. It's coming to tell you that there's a chiyuv of doing what you can forever, even if you don't have the Efer Para. So what are you going to do? A fake? No. There's one thing from the mice of Para Aduma that we could do without the Efer Para, that is the Chukas Olam, and that's the Kriya Sa Torah. And that's why you need the Reb Meir Simcha, Ratzi Pesach is saying. Because who even talked about the Kriya? The Teretz is, there by the Maisa Parah, there's a mitzvah, Kriya Sater Midairaisa. And when the Torah tells me the Chukas Olam, even if you don't have Efer Parah, you still got to do something. So what's left to do? The Kriya Sater. Ap is man deleke Efer Parah. The Choshekim is man hazeh. The leket of the Gemara over there says in Zvachim, the Mikra Ekdima, Koshekim is manazed, the leka etzem a mitzvah, shay surreal is bizanazem lono efer para, the vadi ishlemeshechi of likra saparsha. So that, says the Tzvi Pesach, is the pshat in the Reb Meir Simcha. That avada, there's a difference between the parsha of Yom Kippur and the parsha's para. When it comes to parsha's Yom Kippurim, so we don't have another pasuk telling me that you have to read the parsha even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. Bizman she Beis HaMikdash, you read the parsha. Hashengi by Parah Aduma, so Adirabba, there's an extra pasuk here that tells me the Chukas Olam, even when you don't have the Efer HaPara, there's still something left that you could do. A mitzvah midaraisa, and that's the Kriyas HaParsha. And that, says Rav Tzvi Pesach, is how we could understand Rav Meir Simcha. And I want to be Moisif one Knech in Shulchan Aruch. We recently in Chayodom share in John Shabbos. We're holding a Hilchos Kriyas HaTaira. So one of the halachas over there is that if someone reads Parshas Para and he ends early, he doesn't go to the end of the Parsha. When you read the Parsha, so it goes past Sheni for a number of psukim to the end of the Parsha where there's a pay over there. the end of the Parsha. So the halacha is by Parshas Para, if you didn't read the whole thing, you're not Yaitse. So much so that if you realize later, it's not enough to read just the ending, you got to start back from the beginning. So it could be, Avada, there's a Pashup Shah, because that's what Chazal were Mechayiv to, but it could be Lufidus Aruch HaShulchan, and Lufidus Remeir Simcha, that last Pasuk said, that says, V'hoysa, what's the Lashon HaPasuk? That last Pasuk over there that says, V'hoysa Lachem L'chukas Oilam, that Pasuk is Gufa, according to Aruch HaShulchan, and according to Rebbe Pesach Remeir Simcha, will be mechavin to this as well. That's Gufa the Makar, Midei Raisa, to the Kriya Parshas Para. So you can't leave out that Pasuk. That Pasuk is what Gufa told you to read this Parsha. So that's why it's Ma'akiv all the way till the end. Why? Because without that Pasuk, you would say, oh, I only have to read the Parsha when I'm doing the Paraduma. But Bizman Hazeh, I don't have a Paraduma. Why do I have to read the Parsha? Oh, that last pasuk. Even when there's no parah, you still read the parsha. That's why up till the end is ma'akev. Because if not for that, we wouldn't be reading the parsha midaraisa. Think, mamish misuki midvash. Kol tov, everyone. Have a wonderful Shabbos. And Bez Hashem, we will see you Bez Hashem next week.